Gonna read with us this morning. Gonna read some out of the book of Romans. Romans 12th chapter. We're probably going to read the whole chapter in your hearing. Very familiar scripture. First two verses is probably some of my favorite scripture. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condensed to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. I don't know all together. It's a good chapter. There's a lot of good verses in this chapter. But we've got just a little thought this morning. We'll try our best to stay around it. The Lord being our helper, and we do need his help, and we need your prayers. Bible says here in the 19th verse, says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So as might not be a popular subject, may not be a big subject, but nonetheless, it's what we have. So you just bear with us for just a few minutes. There's a lot of good things, as we've already said, in this chapter, and there's a lot of things that really and truly that'll just nail your feet to the floor. In other words, it is what it is. It's not going to change. The Bible says here, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Vengeance. There's a lot of things that's associated, I guess, with vengeance, and there's a lot of circumstances that people, brethren, have tried their best to take vengeance on another person or another instance. In a situation, whatever you might want to call it. But the Bible says here, he said, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. There's no reason, and the truth of it is, it won't do anything but cause you hurt to try to take vengeance upon another person. That's just how I'm going to preach it this morning. My friend, there's a lot of people that has harbored ill feelings in their hearts and in their minds. And brethren, and if it boils long enough, my friend, that person's liable to take vengeance. They most certainly are. You might say, preacher, there's some things, my friend, that I'm just going to take care of. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. That's what the Scripture's talking about, my friend. He said, vengeance is mine. We see in the Bible, and there's a lot of instances, just to be honest with you, but that's come to us that we've even mentioned quite a bit, seemed like here lately, was that of Saul and David. Brethren, Saul had it out for David, and he meant to kill him. He meant to do away with that of David. Now, it began, my friend, because of jealousy, and not on David's part, my friend, nothing that David had done. Brethren, it was all on Saul, and that's the way it is most of the time. Most of the time, it's upon the individual, my friend, that they, the Bible said, hardest thing in this world, my friend, is when somebody does you wrong, my friend, is for you to do them right. Hardest thing in this world that you'll do. It most certainly is. Brethren, I don't care how saved you are. Brethren, about the first thing that comes up is that I'll take care of that. But listen to me, you'd be better off letting God take care of it. You'd be better off, the Bible says, my friend, to do your enemy good. Do him good this morning. I ain't got nobody, my friend, in mind. I don't know your situation, but I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, you'd be better off not to handle it like Saul did. Brethren, Saul spent a lot of time, my friend, hunting David. Yes, he did. He sent men out, sent his own soldiers out. Brethren, and every time they thought that they had him cornered, my friend, David would move right out from under them. Then a lot of times, my friend, that David was in the midst and Saul didn't even know it. No siree. Vengeance, my friend, will cloud your mind. It'll cloud your perspective. Brethren, it'll get you in a place to where you ain't worth nothing to yourself, my friend. Yes, it will. I don't know this morning. I really don't. These things, my friend, I just look at Saul and I think about how Saul hunted David, my friend, just like you'd hunt a rabbit. Yes, sir. He sent the dogs out after him. Brethren, he put them on his trail. Brethren, and David had more than one opportunity to do away with Saul. And he would not. He would not. My friend, the vengeance was on that of Saul's part and not David's. Now, I don't know about you. You might say, preacher, I don't know anybody that harbors anything. Well, you don't live in this world. Brethren, the world's full of it. Brethren, people's full of it. Brethren, and even that of when you've been done wrong, my friend, leave the repay to God today. Leave it up to him. Brethren, he can repay. Vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine. Brethren, and God has took vengeance. Yes, he has. You read about it over in the book of Micah, and you can go read it in some of the other prophets, and my friend, you'll see that there was a day of vengeance. A day of vengeance. Brethren, a time when God said, my friend, I will repay. And he did. Yes, he did. Brethren, old Saul, he hunted that of David, my friend. He is jealous. He is just absolutely jealous. Bible says, my friend, after David had killed that of Goliath, that David went in, and all his friends and all them that followed him, they went in the town, my friend, and old David acted out. Yes, he did. Victorious. Brethren, happy. My friend, that God had given that of Goliath into his hand. The Bible says, my friend, that Saul has slew his thousands, but David has slew his 10,000s. Brethren, and that didn't set well with Saul. Brethren, that put a burr under his saddle. My friend, even though Saul had already been rejected as being king, my friend, vengeance got in the eyes of Saul. He said, I know what I'll do. Brethren, I know how to take care of this. Brethren, and he done all that he could, my friend, to do away with David. And the Bible says that he could not touch him, my friend. One of the first things, my friend, was that his sitting at the table, and David was at the table, and he throwed a javelin. Yes, sir, he throwed a javelin, my friend, at him. There's things, my friend, that'll let you know, my friend, your enemy means you harm this morning. But the best thing you can do is do him good. Do you know it? The Bible says here that it would heap coals of fire upon his head. I've seen it happen. Hadn't you? I've seen it happen. Brother, and I've seen people, my friend, that just about bite a nail into. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. And brethren, they'd come and they is just about as hot as hot could be. And sometimes just a little soft-spoken word. Huh? You say, preacher, did it ease them? No, it set them on fire. It set them on fire. They didn't want that. They want you coming back. They want you fighting back at them. My friend, listen to me. The best warrior we have in our toolbox this morning is Jesus Christ. He's the best tool you'll ever use. Yes, sir. He's the best tool. Now, I'm not talking about you get them down and tell them you're going to put Jesus on them. That ain't what I'm talking about. My friend, you use him. But use him, thank God, according to the Scriptures. You see if it won't take care of the problem. It'll do it. Vengeance is mine. Saul hunted David. Had him over there. David, the Bible says, and I love this portion of Scripture concerning David. The Bible said that Saul and his men was in one section of the cave, and David and his men was in the other. And it was told, David, that Saul was just in the upper part of the cave. And at night, the Bible said, he went down there and he cut a little portion of the hem of his garment. He could have took his life easily. Easily, my friend, David could have took Saul's life. But brethren, it wasn't in the heart of David to have vengeance. No, it wasn't. Brethren, the Bible says even the next morning when Saul and his men got down in the valley, that David cried out and he showed him. He showed him what he had. And Saul realized it, my friend. The Bible says that David's heart smote himself. It smote himself because he had turned his hand against the anointed one, that of God's anointed. It smote his heart that he had even cut the hem of his garment. Brethren, that ain't vengeance. Brethren, that ain't vengeance. That's somebody having compassion and mercy, my friend, on another man. But yet it broke his heart, my friend, that it even cut the hem of his garment because Saul was an anointed one. Yes, he was. David recognized him. You might say, well, preacher, he had been rejected. Yeah, but not according to the way David looked at things. Brethren, the Bible says that even at this time, that the only peace that Saul had was when David would play on the harp. Then he'd be at peace. He'd be at peace. Vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. My friend, it should not be, should not come into consideration in our hearts and in our minds to take vengeance on somebody else. It ought not to. You say, preacher, you don't like us this morning? My friend, I want you to know that, brethren, there's been many of people spent an endless nights upon nights upon nights of endless sleep because they harbored some ill feeling toward their neighbor or toward their brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It save you. It save you some hardship. Yes, it will. It save you some hardship. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know about you, my friend, but they talk about this body, and as it gets older, it needs a little more sleep. My friend, I've took that in personally. I've took that in. I don't have to get up, my friend, no 5 o'clock in the morning, and I normally don't get up. No, sir, I've took that in. I've absorbed that, my friend, and I've found out I do feel a little better when I sleep the right amount. Preacher, it got nothing to do with sleep. You get vengeance in your heart and you see what sleep deprivation, I think's the word, what sleep deprivation means. You get things rolling in your mind and in your heart, and I'll be honest with you, you'll have all kinds of imaginations. Yes, you will. Brethren, they'll grow. You'll make them up. Did you know that mind, my friend, will drive you bonkers? Yes, it will. If you don't get a hold, my friend, of the problem, thank God, it's going to harm you more than your enemy. Yes, sir. Bible says, and it talks about bringing every thought and every imagination of the heart into captivity. Into captivity. You know what we do sometimes? I can't help it. My friend, what we do sometimes is we'll